Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Tool World. We've been gone for a little bit, but we're back now. Today we're going to be talking about patterns and why do we do it, and we have some different kind of questions that have kind of come up that kind of relate to it. And so I think the biggest question for a lot of students is like, why do we do patterns? People ask me that a lot, and we're kind of talking about that in class a few weeks back, and I kind of had to come to my own conclusions for it. But what are your thoughts?
Well, let's take a look at what General Che says are the composition of Taekwondo, right? Mm-hmm. They are fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Well, fundamentals, basic kicks and punches. Mm-hmm. Dalian, which is maintaining equipment. That could be forging the fist, the foot, the body. Mm-hmm. Patterns, as he describes it, is kind of like platoon training. Mm-hmm. And then you have sparring, which is simulated combat. And you have self-defense, right? Mm-hmm. So from a military point of view, as he said, you do certain drills. They're not actual combat, but they're certain drills. And patterns is kind of like that, practicing against imaginary opponent and working on the skill set. But I would say that some students and maybe some instructors feel that there is no real benefit for patterns from a self-defense point of view. I might agree and disagree with that. I think that patterns helps us develop skill sets. Do we fight like that? I would say no, we probably don't. We don't necessarily fight like that. However, certain movements are very similar. So for instance, if in the pattern Dosan where we cross the arm and we block like this, yeah. It may be a little bit too far out or whatever, but the movement, the idea is how do we move our body and how do I deflect an attack? There's a lot of compatibility in it, in that the techniques might not look exactly the same, mm-hmm. but the concepts are there, right? And so that helps. You see that true with, you get new students, Mr. Ju, mm-hmm. and they can't do left or right. They can't really punch. Or they thought they could punch, mm-hmm. but we're trying to actually help them be better at certain techniques. Mm-hmm. And patterns can help them with that. You can see like a brand new student, and that's not the case with everyone, but you see a brand new student and they just don't have the athletic ability. But you could take someone that's not really athletic and they become a black belt and you just go, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. The things that they can do now, that's amazing. And obviously those that had athletic ability and they got to black belt or higher rank and you just go, wow, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right. I also like to think about it like, why do we do like stances? Why would I go into a walking stance with a forefist? And in my mind, I always think that when you do the proper stances and the proper technique, that's kind of like what the most potential you could have with the technique, because you never see it in sparring, you never see it in fighting, but when it comes to board breaking, that's the stance you're going to go into because that's the most power you'll be able to generate.
Absolutely.
Right, and so you'll never see a boxer throw out a jab onto a board because, I mean, it might break, but it's not the full potential that he could be having, right?
Yeah, so patterns in a way is just more theoretical, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to have that, the understanding of the concept or the theory and then how it applies in real life. That's kind of like people go to school. You go to school to be an engineer and you have all these theories. But if you ask an electrician, let's say you're studying electrical engineering and you have all these theories, but when you talk to an electrician who really works in that field, would say, no, that's theoretically, that's true, but this is the way we do it, mm-hmm, right? It's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But you do have to understand that theory.
Right.
I think that's where patterns, it does contribute in that way. Mm-hmm. Another thing too is that you can grade someone's ability. I mean, how do you grade someone that is, you're just fighting? Oh, that guy beat up that guy. Is that guy better than that guy? You could grade it that way. Mm-hmm. So then all you have is champion and someone that's working on it. Mm-hmm. But can we grade students kind of like in school, right? So pattern is a great way to see how people are progressing. I can see how their development is coming along, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And pattern is just only one aspect you look at the composition of Taekwondo. You've got to have good fundamental skills. You also have to have, you know, good technique. You've got to be able to actually spar with someone. So you got to be able to break. And when you can do all of that, then maybe you have mastered mm-hmm. the art of Taekwondo. Mm-hmm. Although I'm still not mastered it yet.
No, that's also a really good point. I think that patterns are a really good discipline kind of push into martial arts. I think without the patterns, then it just becomes more like fighting. I mean, you could do your drills, but then it doesn't really differentiate a lot of the different martial arts.
Well, that's true. I mean, not everybody wants to get out there and fight. I mean, we have a lot of students that don't want to spar. We make them spar because that's part of martial art, right? Mm-hmm. And then you definitely have some students that just want to work on skills and just being, you know, athletic or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's okay too. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can get people involved in martial art, there's so many benefits from it. You know, not just a discipline aspect or respect or self-defense. Now, obviously doing patterns doesn't guarantee you're going to be able to defend yourself. But you don't even need to train to be able to defend yourself. Because personally, I think a lot of self-defense comes within ourselves and understanding who we are. And it's that will to survive that helps with our self-defense. But knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. The more we know, the more we understand who we are and our abilities, that's going to help us in that aspect. Mm-hmm. So yes, you do hear like world champions, maybe even world champion sparrers, and they end up being in a fight in a bar and get destroyed. Mm-hmm. That's because they forgot the environment. Mm-hmm. Maybe not because of their skill set, but they forgot what the environment is. Mm-hmm. So the environment sets up that the environment creates certain techniques that you should use and you shouldn't use. Mm-hmm.
So we were talking with some of the other black belts, and they have also done some other martial arts before, and they were kind of explaining a different kind of progression system in other martial arts. And we found it kind of interesting. So do you want to go over that?
Yeah, I spoke to some black belts on, they had done other martial art. It's interesting about how some systems, how they progress, and a lot of times it's based on how many tournaments they go to, how well they do in those tournaments, and if they're accomplished, then they get mm-hmm. to move on to the next rank. I think that's a great way of grading someone. I mean, the true test is actually getting out there and doing it with somebody, mm-hmm. right? But that's not necessarily what we do. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody wants to do that, right? Not everyone wants to get out there on the mat or fight or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think that can really push the limit. What do you think, Mr. Ju?
No, I think it could be really good. I think maybe for adults. I don't know if maybe for children, if that would really work out too well for them.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, you have soccer games, mm-hmm. right? And so what are they training for? They're practicing for that soccer game because they want to win. And when mm-hmm. you look at tournaments, if it's required to go to your next rank, what are you going to do? You're going to work hard to be better at it, mm-hmm. right? And so hopefully that pushes the limit. Mm-hmm. Right now, the way we're kind of doing our grading system is based on what I think, what you think. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're on the same page. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. You know, so... Mm-hmm. But it's a fair way. I think that's not everybody wants to to do competition.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's all we have planned for today. So thanks for jumping in. Let us know why you do patterns. Right. What's your reasoning behind it?
Or why do you do martial art?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another good question. Well, thanks for jumping in. Don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
We'll see you guys next week.
Taekwon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.